It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's right. This is a show about video games, and you think on all these sports talk networks that we're on that it would be sports video games, but it's all video games. And I want to hear from you. I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how to make the games. Take the top off a console. I see the motherboard. I don't know what all that circuitry is about, but I do know that I like video games and judge them on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? If they're fun, we'll play them, right? Some of the funnest games ever had graphics that were whatevs. Look at Tetris, right? I mean, it's just some games get overhyped and underhyped, and I want to hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529 all over the North American continent, Mexico, Canada as well. I hope you boot that for sure, eh? In Canada, you hoser. All right, also on SiriusXM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on there. Where are my truckers with their white line fever? The TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, and your cable provider. That's in 35 million homes. Homes! Another way of listening, you can go to sportsbyline.com as we stream along. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that to win the free game that I'll give away in about a half hour, 40 after the hour. Be precise. And the cheat code, send your requests. At the end of the show, I'll close it out with a cheat code. Last couple of shows, I've had interviews. This one, for people in the industry, this one's wide open for your calls. I'll also let you know the release dates, what's new coming out this week. And it's very busy, of course, getting near the end of the year and the holidays. People trying to cash in on your video game dollar, too. And we'll let you know that as well. So, sit back, relax. SB Nation Live as well. We got an hour, and this is the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. and thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. It's now quiet as a church. Come on in and let's talk video games. We are in, of course, the golden age of video games. Never been more ubiquitous and awesome, but yet on the other hand, people will take advantage of that and still make some garbage. So let's talk about it together. It is that time of year when a flurry of new video game trailers and gameplay reveals are out. And people jockeying to win Game of the Year from different awards, publications, websites, reviewers, what have you. I'll do mine as I always do at the end of the month. But this coming week, we are going to be having the annual Game Awards. So I will definitely be keeping tabs on that, but there will be some things that we know are there and maybe might not be there. So we know GTA 6 is not going to be there. We know The Witcher 4 won't be there because CD Projekt Red confirmed that it won't be. But as I said, what will be there? You know, not too often do we have the words that accompany Jeff Keighley's social media post of a mysterious demon-covered monolith appearing in the Mojave Desert last week, and theories about what that is, Diablo, God of War, Elder Scrolls 6. I don't know what that is, but as I say, we do know that Resident Evil Requiem will be showing up at the awards. They'll have a new look at that long horror franchise that's going to arrive early next year. Rumors have been circulating. The original reveal that Resident Evil 4's Leon Kennedy is going to be in Requiem. So we'll see if Capcom is going to confirm him in the game, the character. A new playable character will be revealed for Invincible VS. And that's a fighting game adaptation of the cult favorite comic and animated TV show. And that got a lot of attention when it was revealed in the summer. So we'll see who the character is. We're going to get a good look at Exodus, which is an upcoming sci-fi action RPG from Archetype Studios. Those are former BioWare developers. And you think about that sort of Mass Effect pedigree behind it. We certainly are going to have the bar raised pretty high. We also know that a new Total War game will be revealed by Creative Assembly. They developed those. That's going to be 25th anniversary for them making those, originally for the PC. And we also know that the musical performance will be by Evanescence, who will be showcasing the song Afterlife from the Netflix adaptation of Devil May Cry. So that's interesting. Now, that's what we know what won't be there and what will be there. What might be there? I was looking at IGN and they said Claire Obsidian, Claire Obscure Expedition 33, that broke the record for the most nominations of the Game Awards. So it looks to be one of the big winners of the night. And we could see a release date announcement for the free update, which has a new dungeon as well. Another announcement we could see from one of the big nominees of the night is a wider console release for Hades 2, because right now it's curiously PC and Switch only. And Sony and Microsoft are going, hello, over here. We know coming up in less than 2 weeks is Fallout Season 2 on Amazon Prime. A little more about that in a minute. So maybe some stars from that. Maybe Ella Purnell or Walton Goggins or Macaulay Culkin, who's in it. And speaking of some of those actors, you can think about the James Bond game 007 First Light. That is the upcoming game from IO Interactive. It's the Hitman studio. That's what they did. And it's apparently shaping up very nicely as well. There's been some previews on that. That's coming out in March 2026. And we'll soon be getting a little more Bond there. But that could be a reveal, like who's the villain, or maybe who's the next James Bond. I've been talking about that ever since we saw Daniel Craig die. It's not a spoiler alert after all these years. I remember I talked to a friend of mine, and I said, so James Bond died? And he said, yeah, he always does. I went, what? He's like, yeah, Timothy Dalton and Roger Moore, they die. And then I go, he doesn't die. Yeah, he does. I'm like, yeah, I have to disagree with that. Also, Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra. That is being made by Amy Hennig, who worked on Uncharted. That moved out of early 2026. The delay may mean we're waiting a little bit longer for Captain America and Black Panther's World War II adventure, or maybe not. Speaking of Marvel, Insomniac's Marvel's Wolverine is due late 2026, and we've had some teases of what that could look like. We could probably see some more of that. But for other PlayStation exclusive games, Housemarque Saros is looking to sort of follow in the sci-fi footsteps of Returnal. That's in the spring. Intergalactic, The Heretic Project, may be a while off yet. If you're thinking about playing that in 2026, may not happen, but that's a Naughty Dog game. I would love to see Naughty Dog make a game where they actually let us use the joystick or joypad or mouse instead of just watching a quote-unquote movie. On the Xbox side of things, we could probably get a good look at Fable, you would hope, or maybe Gears of War E-Day. There's also Forza Horizon 6 next year, which we have seen nothing but just some very small teasers, and we know it's set in Japan. And Playground Games depiction of Tokyo is always awesome. And maybe a little Hideo Kojima in the proceedings as well. And of course, that's the Metal Gear Solid guy. And you think about Death Stranding 2 on the beach. The Xbox also has a horror exclusive called OD Knock. It's very unsettling. You might remember PT, playable trailer. And then there's Physint, Physint. It's a PlayStation espionage game as well. So those are some of them. Ken Levine, another legendary developer, keeps working on Judas. He has not had a game since BioShock Infinite in 2013, so 12 years. I don't know if he's been working on just this game for 12 years. Some people have got their hands on an early playable demo of Phantom Blade Zero. It's a punishing sword game from S Game. That's a developer in China that was supposed to come out this year. So don't know if that's going to go down or not. And then From Software, the Switch 2 exclusive, The Dusk Bloods. That was a reveal at Nintendo Direct in April. So we'll see that as well. We'll talk a little bit more about the Game Awards. Your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is The Video Game Review.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834.
That's 800-340-1834.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline in San Francisco, or around the world on American Forces Radio Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. And also SB Nation, SB Nation Live, we're there for you as well. Anyway, you're getting the show. It's great to have you with us, and you may participate at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I will be giving away a brand new game. As well, what is it, Rick? Well, I'm not going to tell you. What do you think of that? All right, just a little bit more about the Game Awards. I was thinking about what could be there, and I was looking at some of the rumors that IGN had. One developer, or I should say a reporter, was kind of crossing their fingers that Hollow Knight Silksong would be there, just maybe to get a release date from Team Cherry. Maybe some DLC. Another downloadable content. Another one of the year's best games, Donkey Kong Bonanza. And that's Nintendo's big launch window 3D platformer. And that may be a surprise, who some thought Mario would kind of have that position in perpetuity. But we could see a new 3D Mario game announced. You got the new Super Mario Galaxy movie on the way next spring as well. But maybe more likely is what Corey Barlog has been cooking up at Santa Monica Studios. And, of course, is under the PlayStation umbrella. He's a director of God of War, and he's trying to make a game outside of that universe. Anyway, that's been the rumor for a long time. We may be closer to that. And then following up on that sort of topic, there have been two recent recipients of the big prize, if you think Elden Ring and Baldur's Gate 3. And Elden Ring's creator, From Software, maybe, you know, as I said, bringing Duskbloods with them, as mentioned earlier. But what about a new single-player action RPG in the mold of that? You know, Bloodborne 2, isn't that too easy, too simple, too needed? What's going on? Bloodborne 2, please. As for Baldur's Gate 3 and that developer, Larian, it has to be working on a sequel to that. Although, seeing as BG3 took many, many years to make, you wouldn't be expecting this one soon. Could we have a teaser for Baldur's Gate 4 or maybe something different? And the original developer of Baldur's Gate, BioWare, has its sights set in outer space, because now under the EA umbrella as well, they're going to be returning to the aforementioned Mass Effect. So it would be cool if we could get a glimpse into where the story may be heading, or maybe even dream of Mass Effect 5. You know, you remember that first Mass Effect? That was... if you think about the days of BASIC in the 80s with if-then statements, you know, like letting the player, as you're programming, decide which way to go and creating all the different gameplays from your choices that you made in conversations, right? And over the years, like, you know, there were, if it's the Bethesda games, like the Fallout games or the Skyrims, usually, no matter what you say to a guy, like, you know, go to hell or I'll do whatever you ask, it doesn't really change anything. I mean, it might lock you out of a mission. Mass Effect had massive changes as well. And then, for me personally, you know, it's like, do I dare to dream about a game being revealed? That would be Half-Life 3. And rumors have been circulating for years and years and years. And there was a certain rumor circulating over the last few weeks that the game might actually be in development. An announcement could be imminent. I don't believe any of it, but maybe it could be at the Game Awards. And the only thing that gives me a shred of hope here is that Jeff Keighley has a long history with Valve. But these days, operating more like Rockstar does without any outside help, rarely called on for their big marketing beats. And, you know, wouldn't it be great to see Gordon Freeman or Alex just jump up on the screen as well. All right. That's what's going on with that. I did mention something about Fallout 2, which is set to be released, as I mentioned, a little less than 2 weeks now on Amazon Prime. And the show was the first season was actually pretty damn good. And, you know, I played all the games for countless hours. This time, Macaulay Culkin has been added to the cast to play a soldier in Caesar's Legion. And one of the strengths, of course, of the game is that story element. And he was asked if he was a big Fallout gamer and did he know the lore. He said, "I'm very familiar with the lore." It's like, well, do you play it? he said, "For sure, I've been less hands-on experience with the games themselves, but that being said, I knew what I was walking into." and I do not require an actor to have played a video game to be in a video game movie. You know, Tom Hanks didn't fight in World War II, but he was great as Captain Miller in Saving Private Ryan, right? But he was talking about how, you know, some of the layering and references they have. And he's talked about how it was explained when he was watching Fallout with Brenda Song. He said, when we were watching the show, I would pause it for her and catch her up on like, oh, that's what this means or that means or that thing. Some of the subtle subtext as well. And that's the thing I think as Fallout fans that I like, that you probably liked as well if you watched it, were all the little nuances, the little things, little throwaway things. Like, I never watched the Barbie movie. I'm sorry, but somebody was telling me who was a huge Barbie fan, and she was like, oh, there was this, there was that. They didn't even mention it. They just wanted to see if we would catch it. It was so great. And I'm like, well, that's kind of like Fallout as well. He did say he played Fallout Shelter. Of course, that's a phone game. Culkin said you could have zombies in it, you could have death claws, you could have monsters and things like that. I mean, gosh, you have aliens, you name it, you can throw it all at the wall. And then he pointed out even the Mothman. He said it is that kind of stuff. There's really no shape to it. You can kind of stick any shape piece into that hole. Yeah. It was funny the other day. I knew Culkin was part of the show, Kevin, Home Alone, and I'm a kid, it's my job, Uncle Buck, these are all coming back to me. But anyway, it said Macaulay Culkin outraged moviegoers, and I thought, oh no, what did he say, like Fallout sucks, it's a stupid game. He said he had the temerity to say, the audacity to say that Fallout, the Bruce Willis movie where he steps on glass and it's the South Africans, you know what I'm talking about. He said that is not a Christmas movie, Die Hard. I don't know why I couldn't think of the name. And people are just I'm like, that. What kind of charmed life do you have where you can be outraged over a complete stranger's opinion about what's a Christmas movie and what's not? But anyway, I was glad to see that's what the whole hubbub was about. But anyway, one more quote from Culkin. He said that he loved the songs in the game. He said this is long before the show even came out because there's a very rich world. And yeah, there are endless hours of things you can talk about and explore about it as well. And as I said, that's on Amazon. And it also goes to show the versatility of Walton Goggins, who played a bad guy and then showed the pure comic genius of him in Vice Principals. And then, of course, he went into the Gemstones show as well. But that guy is money in the bank, absolutely. And I also got to say, you know, to most of us, as an unknown, is the main actress, who I think does a great job as well, when we finally got to meet her as well. And so I'm looking forward to it. And so many times we have seen video games made into movies, and especially the live action one. And I think we all still have a little, I don't want to say PTSD, that's a bit dramatic, that's for combat vets, but I think we still have a little bit of a tainted stain over the live action Super Mario movie. At least to me, that still haunts me just a tad. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. Lines are open. We'll also talk about new releases as well. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
The Video Game Review. Rise, Curtain.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tuttle. It's nice to have you with us from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, but around the world. Love bringing the home cooking to our brave men and women in uniform. Thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. And I know for 99% of you, it's hard being away during the holidays. I say that because 1% of you really like not being at home right now. So anyway, you're doing a great job, and we appreciate the all-volunteer professional armed services that you've made the choice to put yourselves at potential risk to help us to frivolity like this. All right, 40 after the hour, and nothing frivolous about a free video game. And this one is interesting. This is the name of the game. It's for the PC. ITRP underscore vacuum bless. What? I know. ITRP underscore vacuum bless. B-L-E-S-S. Here's the blurb. ITRP underscore vacuum bless is an exploration puzzle game about exploring a spaceship and solving puzzles in zero gravity. This just came out 4 days ago, developed and published by Unhexagon. That's right, Unhexagon. And the trailer is online. This is one of my favorite, a lot of times, it's one of my favorite names. A lot of times we get these translations from especially Japanese games, and they don't make a lot of sense because it's, you know, not in the native tongue. Sometimes they are, and I'm sure some of our games going the other way don't make a lot of sense with titles too. I mean, was Donkey Kong a misprint? Was it supposed to be Monkey Kong? Some people say no, and some people say yes. My question is this a game about puzzles in outer space, or is this a game about vacuum cleaners? Just let me know. Second correct answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com will win ITRP underscore vacuum bless. The thing I love about this, I don't know about Unhexagon, but it's probably one guy. And he probably said, what's a name so bizarre that everyone will remember it? And you did it. He could have literally called it anything. And I always like when I interview authors or directors or producers of movies or things, and I go, what was second choice? What did you almost call it? And very rarely do they say, well, it was always that. Like, all right, fair enough. If it was always that, it was always that. 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, speaking of movies and TV shows, I was talking about Fallout, the little things that you notice. Gamers will always find what's legit and what's not. Sort of like, I just happened to mention Tom Hanks and Saving Private Ryan, and when Steven Spielberg's finished the movie, he went to the late great Stephen Ambrose, who wrote Band of Brothers and those great books, and he said, I'm going to show it to you before anybody else, and if anything's wrong, you know, one weapon, one shoulder insignia, one helmet, anything, please tell me, because I want to be completely legit throughout. And Ambrose said, there's only one glaring thing that's wrong. And Spielberg, what is it? And he said, Ranger captains were 25. Tom Hanks is 40. And he's like, yeah, I'm not changing that. But it's the same way. Like, you know, if you watch a movie about storming the beaches at Normandy and they have M16s, what do? You immediately turn it off, right? You just immediately, it's like, this is garbage. So you want to make sure that things are legit. And so I bring this up because the new Stranger Things season 5, the final season, has just come out. And this isn't any spoiler or anything, so don't panic if you haven't watched it yet. But there is a scene where Derek Turnbow, the bully, he's portrayed by the young actor named Jake Connolly, and it shows him playing Ghosts and Goblins on the NES, you know, and Stranger Things is set in the 80s, and season 5 is supposed to be the fall of 1987. Now, the NES version of Ghosts and Goblins was released in North America in November of 1986, so everything fits together pretty well so far, right? But, as pointed out by the retro video game website called Time Extension, Derek is looking at the TV while he's holding a NES controller, but he's playing the arcade version of Ghosts and Goblins, not the port to the NES. And the black border at the top is the dead giveaway. Could Derek somehow be playing the arcade version via an NES controller on his TV? Absolutely impossible at that time. Absolutely impossible. And we even see the Ghosts and Goblins NES cartridge when Derek's older sister, Tina, pulls it out of the console. And why was the flap open already? So what probably happened is someone used the footage of Ghosts and Goblins of that year by mistake. It's not even worthy of a gag reel or a blooper reel as well, because it's not that big of a deal. But this is why when we see things like this and you don't know, then everybody goes wild. And there were actually a lot of people online who were saying, what the hell, man? This is all wrong. All right. So as I was going through before, talking about the Game Awards and talking about some of the ones that have been, nominated so far, and I was watching a lot of the reels of what what is coming out and what have you, and I saw Doom, The Dark Ages, which looks really, really cool. And usually all the new Doom games, I'm like, eh, but it looks really cool. And I thought, how much is that for the PS5? Right now it's $160. What? Yeah. If somebody wants to help me with that, I don't know what's going on right now. It's almost like the pandemic again, and the prices are crazy. But as I was mentioning before, a game that a lot of people think, and I'm going to wait a few weeks to do my awards till it's actually closer to the end of the year. But the game that a lot of people think is going to win Game of the Year is Clair Obscur: Expedition 33. This was developed by an independent French studio called Sandfall Interactive. They have a team of 30 people. They say it is a work of love. And the guy who designed it is named Guillaume Broche. How French is that? over here, you would say William Broch. Guillaume Broche. And he said the studio is made up of his friends and contacts over the years. It is a turn-based RPG. It's a role-playing game. It is set in a fantasy world that kind of mirrors the Belle Epoque of of La Belle France, which automatically, I think, sets it apart from most other recent RPGs. And most RPGs look like they were designed by J.R.R. Tolkien or Martin from Game of Thrones. The game follows a group of warrior explorers entitled Expedition 33. They take on a volunteer mission to the edge of the world to defeat the Paintress, not Painter, Paintress, a godlike being who has created the Gommage, which erases people at a certain age every year and steadily decreases with each subsequent year. So following the 34th Gommage, which killed everyone at the age of 34, Gustav, who's funnily enough played by Charlie Cox, a 33-year-old engineer, volunteers to lead the latest expedition group. Before the title screen comes up, 30 minutes into the game, it's kind of an emotional hook. Now, of course, this also reminds me of Logan's Run, where they would go to Sanctuary and be quote-unquote reincarnated, and they would float up and die. That was at 30. So no other spoilers for you. I have not played this yet, but already Time Magazine, now Time Magazine is not a bastion of video game coverage, but Time Magazine has already named it its 2025 Game of the Year. So that's something. Let's take a look at the new releases. For the PC, Angeline Era. For the PS5, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024. Huh? Yes. We're almost in 2026. Skate Story, PS5, Switch 2, PC. Unboxathon for the PC. Now, that never would have happened in the 70s because unboxing wasn't a word. A game, we did it, we just didn't know what it was called, right? A game about digging a hole. And I think we know what we do there, right? Switch, Xbox Series X and S, and PS5. Anxiety Puppy. And it also has the Japanese title in those characters on the box, PC. Death Howl, PC. Farming Simulator Signature Edition. This one was signed by Dwayne, PS, or I should say, Switch 2. Netherworld Covenant on the PC. Storm Lancers, Switch 2 and PC. Thank Goodness You're Here, very cartoony on the X and S. Unbeatable, an interesting combo here. Linux, X and S, 5, Mac, PC. Boned Again, Survivors. This is a cartoony Knights Against Skeletons game for the PC. Halchemist. Is this an alchemist named Hal, or he has halitosis? For the PC. Montezuma's Revenge, the 40th Anniversary Edition. This is very much an Indiana Jones knockoff, but it's for the Switch, the X and S, and the 5. Mutant Football League 2 from our friends over there. That's from the 5, the PC, the X and S. Never Awake Flashback on the PC. Unattached City of Shadows on the PC. Also on the PC, Blue Man. This is a Japanese game. Bluey's Quest for the Gold Pen. This is on iPhones and Mac. And finally, Star Trek Infection. This is on the PC. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a cheat code on the video game review.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And it is now time for the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Everyman. Is that your Christian name? Everyman wants to know how to get to the original Wolfenstein game in the New Order. Well, Wolfenstein the New Order is on Xbox One. It's a very interesting little Easter egg. So what you do is you have to play the game, as it was say, for a few hours. Now, that could be 3, that could be 5, 8, whatever. But play the game for a few hours. Once you arrive at the headquarters of the resistance movement, go to the top floor, and there will be a mattress on the ground. It is just left of the bullseye hanging on the wall. If you focus on the nightmare long enough after playing the game, a few hours, it'll give you an option to enter a nightmare. If you say yes, you will find yourself at the very first level of Wolfenstein 3D back on the PC. And remember, when you shot them, they either went, Mein Leben! That was one. And then before going around the corner, they'd go, Ufafa. It's like, are they saying Luftwaffe? Ufafa. Mein Leben! Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time right here, same bat channel.